Hey friends, I just wanted to pop on here for an unscheduled Facebook Live because I wanted to talk about something that I noticed today. So our family is a day behind in the readings. So if you're getting behind, know that I wrote them and I'm a day behind and it's day like 8. So don't feel bad. But this morning I was reading this section and I decided I wanted to go back and just get the context for this passage. And it really surprised me. I realized, oh, I missed something the first time that I looked at this. So Matthew 14 verses 15 to 21, or 15 to 21 is what I had written as the passage to read for today. And it's about the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and Jesus feeding the 5,000 plus people. But I want to go back and show you the context of this. So Herod has imprisoned Jesus' cousin, his first cousin, John the Baptist. And John is beheaded in prison. And his head was brought on a tray and given to the girl who took it to her mother. And later John's disciples came for his body and buried it. Then they went and told Jesus what had happened. As soon as Jesus heard the news, he left in a boat to a remote area to be alone, as you would want to do when you've just discovered that your cousin has been murdered brutally, right? I mean, this Jesus is grieving, I'm sure. This is a hard loss for him. I don't know if he knew it was coming or not, but either way, it's still a loss. He probably grew up at least somewhat with John the Baptist. So he's going away. He's leaving in a boat to a remote area to be alone. And then the crowds heard where he was headed, and they followed on foot from many towns. They're chasing after him. They don't care that he's grieving and that he's alone. And does that sound familiar at all? When you're in a bad mood or you're really frustrated about something, or maybe you're even grieving or anxious, your kids don't care that you are feeling those things at all. They just know they want something from you, right? But here's the kicker, and this is where we differ from Jesus. Jesus saw the huge crowd as he stepped from the boat, and he had compassion on them, and he healed their sick. Even in the midst of this huge personal tragedy, Jesus has compassion on them, and he's healing their sick. So this is the context of this story. And that evening, that very evening, Jesus has found out that his cousin has been murdered, and he tries to get away, and these crowds chase after him, and so he's been ministering all day on probably an empty tank. And that evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." The disciples are probably thinking, like, this is exactly what needs to happen right now, right? Jesus, you just found out this awful news. We need to send them away so they can get food for themselves. It is time for some self-care, Jesus. And Jesus says, "Well, that isn't necessary. You feed them." And they said, "But we only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. "Bring them here," Jesus says. Then he told the people to sit down on the grass. And Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and he looked up toward heaven and he blessed them. Then breaking the loaves into pieces, he gave the bread to the disciples, who distributed it to the people. They all ate as much as they wanted, and afterward the disciples picked up 12 baskets of leftovers. About 5,000 men were fed that day, in addition to all the women and children. So that is the context for this feeding of the 5,000, Jesus being in this particular state of mind. And first I wanted to note that, you know what's really cool is that we can gain multiple things from this passage. So we can learn about the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, but we can also see Jesus being incredibly patient and compassionate despite his own personal circumstances. I just love scripture for that, because you can go back and you can read it again and you can get something new from it. So this is a pretty cool book. Oh, and this is the kids' Bible that my kids use, if you're wondering. It's an NLT version, which I quite like. So what I just first of all wanted to say was, I'm sure that Jesus didn't have a lot of patience. I don't know how to say this. Do we think that Jesus just, you know, had this never ending patience and love and joy? Maybe he did. But what does it mean for him also to be fully human? Does that mean that he also struggled against that? And maybe he had a temptation to just say, let's just keep boating and go find a spot that's by ourselves. Or maybe he had the temptation to tell his disciples, yeah, let's just go tell them to go. Maybe that was a real temptation for him. And for him to resist that temptation meant, no, we're going to stop here and we're going to minister to these people. And maybe that, you know, for him to resist temptation looked like, okay, we're going to feed these people because I know what to do here. And it ended up being this amazing, huge miracle that I'm sure that people talked about for a very long time. So the five loaves and the two fishes can also be very metaphorical in our own lives. So when I first started at the church that I'm at now, I did not feel equipped to be the children's ministry director. I had gone from being like a minion in a staff team, children's ministry staff team of eight. So just on children's ministry staff, paid staff, there were eight of us. There were like 40, 50 staff in the entire church. And I had gone from that, from my little tiny bit of a job, to running the whole thing in 20 hours a week. And I remember standing at the back of the church and going, I don't think I can do this. But Jesus, here's my five loaves and here's my two fish. This is all I have. You are going to have to make this enough. And I think that we can say the same thing with any of these fruits of the Spirit. And I think particularly patience as moms is one that we can say that to Jesus with. Jesus, I got five loaves and two fish worth of patience today. That is all I've got. I need you to multiply them to become what you need them to be in my family's life. So first of all, we can pray that prayer. Jesus, this is all the patience I've got. It's very limited. I'm on my last reserves. Please expand it in a miraculous way, like we know that you can do. And the second thing is then, I think that we can look for that in our lives. So I was challenging my kids this morning. This is based on earlier this week, I did an interview, like a pre-recorded interview with the person who's going to come on next Monday, because my kids and I are busy next Monday. So I pre-recorded it, and what she said really just made me think. So she was talking about the fruit of the Spirit being evidence of the Spirit. So we can look for evidence of the Spirit in our lives and in other people's lives as well, or even in the world. So I challenged my kids this morning to look for patience, which is one of the fruits of the Spirit. So I said, let's keep an eye out. When you see patience in one of your parents, you can say to yourself, that's the fruit of the Spirit. When you feel patience in yourself and you're like, wow, I should be really annoyed right now, but I'm feeling patient. Wow, that's Jesus working in me. That's the fruit of the Spirit. When you see somebody else, you know, you're in a grocery store and you see a mom being extraordinarily patient with her tantruming child, you see, that's the fruit of the Spirit. And she might not even know that's the fruit of the Spirit, but the Spirit moves where it wills, and God is working in our world. It's like, he's like the kingdom of God, and the fruit of the Spirit is like yeast in dough, and it just percolates. And so, yes, it is in us as Christians, as followers of Christ, but I also believe that the Holy Spirit moves unacknowledged amongst other people as well. So we can be looking for the evidence of the Spirit in the world. It's kind of like that book, Maybe God Is Like That Too. You may have heard me talk about that one before. It's kind of about the fruit of the Spirit, but it's not called the fruit of the Spirit. The little boy is looking for evidence of the Spirit in the world, in his world. And he sees people being patient, his grandma being patient with him. And he says, oh, that's what God is like. And he feels this intense joy. And he says, oh, maybe that's what God is like. And then at the end, he goes, oh, well, maybe I can be like that too. Because with the Spirit, we can be like that too. So that's my little sermon for today, 8.5 minutes. I hope this has been encouraging for you. It just kind of popped into my mind and I really wanted to share it with you. So let's give God our five loaves and two fish worth of patience, and let's look for the evidence of that. You know, it said here that there were 12 baskets of leftovers from this meal, from this five loaves and two fish. There are 12 baskets of leftovers. And I think that's evidence for the people, evidence for the disciples. There's another one where, you know, they've loaded this food onto the boat. And I think they've loaded the food onto the boat. Anyway, I think that they needed that to be like, oh no, this wasn't just in my imagination. Look, there's still 12 baskets left over. They needed that evidence, just like we need evidence too. But I think often we have to open our eyes to the evidence, because otherwise we don't recognize it. So let me just pray for us today. God, we thank you that you are the Spirit and you are Father and Son, and we worship you and we want to bring you glory and make your name great in the world. You don't really need our help to do that, but we want to participate with you in that. And you know that we come to you with our five loaves and our two fish worth of patience, and it's not very much. But when we give it to you, you can multiply it. And praise you because we know that you will do that. And I've seen that in my own life. And I pray for those in Hope Grown Faith today that they would start to see the evidence of you working in their lives in the area of patience. Amen. All right, see you guys.